today is Wednesday, October 2nd. Another day, another update about the impeachment inquiry, and there's now a ruling in the high-profile lawsuit against Harvard. Plus, who Meghan Markle is suing, what leaked audio from Facebook tells us, and the major step toward delivery by drone. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in less than 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. Once again, a lot is happening when it comes to the impeachment inquiry. So first, here's what to expect today. CBS News says the State Department Inspector General, or the watchdog of that department, called for an urgent, secure briefing on Capitol Hill today. He'll apparently be talking with staffers from several House and Senate committees about documents related to Ukraine. Also expect an update from House Speaker Nancy Pelosi during a press conference today. As for what's already happened just in the last 24 hours, there's a lot of back and forth. House Democrats and the Trump administration are trading threats and accusing each other of intimidation. Fox News says Democrats want depositions from five State Department officials over the next week and a half. But Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is saying not so fast. He doesn't think his staffers should show up and says they haven't had enough time to prepare. He calls this all just a, quote, act of intimidation. But on the other side, The Washington Post reports top Democrats say Pompeo is actually the one being threatening here. They say he's trying to stop these depositions just to protect himself and the president, and that itself is obstruction. Either way, as of early this morning, two of the five State Department officials have agreed to participate and may testify this week. Of course, this all stems from that July phone call between President Trump and Ukraine's president, when Trump urged Ukraine to investigate the Bidens, and an anonymous whistleblower later filed a complaint. So what is President Trump now saying about this? He tweeted the impeachment inquiry is a coup, and that he wants to do an interview of his own with the whistleblower who accused him. That probably will not happen. The whistleblower's identity is currently under wraps, and his or her lawyers have asked for protection, worried about the whistleblower's safety. By the way, CBS News reports Trump's personal lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, now has a lawyer of his own. Remember, he's also been subpoenaed for documents. To be continued. A turning point in the Hong Kong protests. For the first time, police shot a protester with a live bullet. At last check, the AP reports the 18-year-old anti-government, pro-democracy protester is in critical condition at the hospital. The New York Times analyzed video from when this happened. The teenager who was shot was apparently swinging a metal bar at the officer right before he was shot in the chest. But the Times also says the officer had less lethal options on him, and there seemed to be no warning. Police in Hong Kong, though, say the shooting was lawful. Dozens of others were hospitalized during these protests, and police arrested 180 more. Keep in mind, this happened on China's National Day yesterday, the 70th anniversary of communist rule. So there was a big contrast between the chaos and demonstrations happening in Hong Kong and the celebrations happening in Beijing. Protesters are worried mainland China has too much power over Hong Kong, which is supposed to have at least some independence. At this point, it doesn't look like this conflict will end anytime soon. There's now a decision in the closely watched high-profile lawsuit against Harvard University. A federal judge ruled Harvard does not discriminate against Asian American applicants. Remember, an anti-affirmative action group sued the university, saying Asian American students are held to a higher standard than other races. They say they have a lower admissions rate, despite having higher average SAT scores. CBS News reports Harvard has a policy to seek racial and economic diversity. The judge ruled the policy is not perfect, but it does not violate the Constitution. Harvard's president said the ruling reaffirms the importance of diversity. But there will likely be an appeal, and this case could even make its way all the way up to the U.S. Supreme Court. The Duke and Duchess of Sussex, aka Prince Harry and Meghan Markle, are suing a UK tabloid. NBC News says the royal couple filed a claim against Associated Papers, which is the parent company of the Daily Mail. The tabloid published a private letter Markle sent to her estranged dad without her permission. In a statement, Prince Harry says the tabloid even edited the letter to hide, quote, lies the paper is told. He says his wife has been the latest victim of British tabloid press, and he worries history will repeat itself, referring to his late mother, Princess Diana, who died in a car crash while paparazzi was chasing her. But the paper says it stands by the story and plans to fight this case in court. The company says the letter was not edited in a way that changed the meaning. By the way, Prince Harry said any damages paid to the royal family because of this suit will be donated to an anti-bullying charity. Much more news ahead, but first, thanks to our sponsor this week, because the 2019 FabFitFun Fall Box is now available. If you haven't heard me talk about this yet, FabFitFun is a women's lifestyle subscription box that arrives at your door each season, and you get full-size, premium beauty, fitness, fashion, and home products. I love that you get such a variety and such quality products in every box. And for any guys listening, you need to tell the women in your life about this. This year's fall box comes with everything from Wander Beauty eye masks, which I love to use when I'm traveling and tired but need to look awake, to a gourmet wood and ceramic cheese board, great for having company over, and so much more. And by the way, I'm still using a bunch of items I've discovered through past FabFitFun boxes. FabFitFun normally retails for $49.99, but with every box, you get a value of more than $200. So sign up at FabFitFun.com and use the code NEWSWORTHY for $10 off your first box. Again, get $10 off your first box at FabFitFun.com when you use the coupon code NEWSWORTHY. Now back to the news. A major shakeup in online investing. Two major brokerages say investors will not have to pay fees to trade online anymore starting next week. Charles Schwab, which is one of the largest brokerages in the U.S., made the announcement yesterday, dropping its commission from nearly $5 to zero. Then TD Ameritrade followed suit, making a similar change. The reason? Well, CNBC says it was only a matter of time after tech startup Robinhood was the first to offer stock trading for free on its app. And others have walked in that direction. Just in August, for example, JPMorgan Chase revealed its own free trading app. This latest announcement sent the company's stocks falling, since those fees were part of how the companies made money. Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg told his employees he would take it to court if there was a big effort to break up his company, though he admitted it would still, quote, suck to have to sue the government. The Verge published parts of leaked audio where you can hear Zuckerberg talking to employees in a Q&A session. In it, Zuckerberg refers to Senator Elizabeth Warren's plans to break up big tech. Warren, who is running for president, has said she would not allow Facebook to also own Instagram and WhatsApp. Zuckerberg says it was meant to be an internal conversation, but he's sticking by what he said. And Warren has now responded, tweeting, quote, "What would really suck is if we don't fix a corrupt system." By the way, Zuckerberg touched on a few other things in that leaked audio, including how he plans to fight the popular video app TikTok. He said they'll first try to see if Facebook's copycat app, Lasso, can work in countries where TikTok isn't big yet. I put a link in today's show notes if you want to hear more of the audio for yourself. UPS just got the thumbs up to run a drone airline, something the company calls an aviation first. UPS got a high-level certification from the FAA to operate its drones, which gives it broad permissions to start delivering with their drones. Gizmodo says the certification has no limits on the size or scope of the drones, so UPS can fly as many drones as it wants, plus they can carry more than 55 pounds and fly at night. None of that is really allowed without that certification. Though the Wall Street Journal says so far this is only for rural and suburban areas, not urban areas. UPS will start by delivering medical products in North Carolina to several hospitals, then plans to eventually start delivering packages to some homes. Even though no other companies have gotten this type of federal approval yet, there is still plenty of competition. Companies like Amazon, Uber, and Google's parent company Alphabet are working to get the green light too. NASA's lander has been listening to what's been happening on Mars since last November. Well, it finally heard something, and researchers are pretty thrilled. CNN reports NASA's InSight lander recorded its first sounds in April. Since then, it's detected more than 100 sounds, and only about 20 of them are considered to be Mars quakes. The rest could be something else. The lander's hearing is super sensitive, so it can pick up the sound of wind, the robot's movements, and other small noises. In fact, the AP says the sounds had to be enhanced for humans to hear. But scientists say it all helps them imagine what's happening on the red planet. They released a sample of the sounds if you want to hear it for yourself. And that's it for the main news today, but it's now time for Work Wednesday, where we break down one interesting career or work-related news story every Wednesday. And Work Wednesday is brought to you by MM LaFleur, the wardrobe solution for professional women. Live with purpose, dress with ease. This week, we're talking about crying at work. It's actually more common than you might think. A new survey from Monster.com found 8 in 10 workers say they've cried at the office, mostly because of work-related issues, though some say it was personal. And it kind of makes sense. Bustle cites research showing workplace stress is a major source of stress among Americans. And while crying at work still has a stigma, it can also be used as a tool. Experts say it can be a sign of a toxic work environment or something else that just isn't working at work and needs to be addressed or fixed. Experts also say to remember it's a natural human thing, and as the recent poll proves, pretty common. All right, thank you so much for listening today. And as always, you can read more about the news stories we talked about in this episode right in today's show notes. Just click episodes on thenewsworthy.com to see all the links and sources, or look in your podcast app. The Newsworthy is ready for you to listen every weekday by 4 in the morning. I'll be back with more news tomorrow. Have a great day.